Hello, my name is Zoe Williams, and I am at Northeast Tulsa Community College campus conducting an interview with an ESL student. Today's date is October 11th, 2022. What is your name?
Hello, Zoe. My name is Hatice Ertürk.
And where are you originally from?
I'm from Turkey.
What town?
Eskişehir. My city name, my town name is Eskişehir.
When did you move to the U.S.?
Almost 8 months before. I moved to U.S. in February 18.
How old were you?
I am 48 years old, baby.
What was it like growing up in Turkey?
Can you come again?
What was it like growing up in Turkey?
Going up.
Yes.
Going up means coming from Turkey, or what do you mean?
What was your childhood like in Turkey?
Growing up. Okay, sorry. So, it was plenty times for me. I was with my mother, father. We were a big family. We are seven. Yeah, seven siblings. So, it was a wonderful time. I spent a happy time with my family. And that time also, people more helpful each other. But nowadays, it changed. Time.
Yes, nice. Times have definitely changed.
Yeah, it was nice. I am happy. I miss that time also. I miss my childhood. Now my father passed away. My mother is old. Yeah.
Were you one of the younger or older of your seven
siblings?
I am
last born.
Last born, youngest?
Yeah.
Was the U.S. like you had pictured it before you moved?
Yeah, I know about U.S. because I send my students here for university. My friends, a lot of friends are here. I know U.S., but I didn't come before. That's my first time. So sometimes I just find U.S. is different than what I thought before. Sometimes I say, yeah, it's okay. It's the U.S.
So you had somewhat of an idea what it was like before you moved.
Freedom. I know U.S. has freedom, then you have to work hard.
Yes.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Did that freedom want you to move? Did it encourage it?
Not really. But sometimes freedom is okay, sometimes not.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So did you have people here that you had knew?
I have people in, you mean Tulsa or in U.S.?
In U.S. in general.
I know. Yeah, I have many friends in U.S. We work together in previous place. They moved before than I. Yeah, but different state. Most of them in Texas, Florida, California, like New Jersey. They are all there.
So did you have anyone in the Tulsa area that you knew?
Before I came, I didn't know anybody, but after I came here, yeah, I have many friends. There are a lot of Turkish family here. Also, I have friends from U.S., of course, American friends here.
That's good. So what language barriers did you run into whenever you first moved?
I knew English a little bit, but with the British accent. When I came here, I found a very difficult American accent. Pronunciation was difficult for me. Now I little bit get used to, but still, it is a challenge for me, the pronunciation.
Yes. So how did that language barrier affect you?
Didn't affect me seriously.
It didn't make things too challenging.
No. Because I'm an open-minded person, and I can ask again, what do you mean? I try to understand. You know, people can communicate a different way, not only language, even the body language.
Yes.
Can tell something, you know, face especially. You know,
that's, yes.
It was not a challenge for me. It is not a challenge for me. Then that's not a challenge, really.
Did you have any challenges with transportation?
Transportation, I didn't have any. When we came here, we bought a car. So, of course, we have only one car at the moment. We share with my husband. That sometimes is difficult, but my friends help. My friends, the other friends help. If I have any challenge, then they just offer me and I can pick you up from there. Not really a challenge for me.
So transportation, getting around the Tulsa area has been fairly easier for you?
Easy. Not big deal.
Was the food a big change whenever you came into the U.S.?
Okay. I don't like the fast food. I saw when I came here, I guess before I knew, many people in U.S., they eat fast food.
Yes.
Especially young people. So I don't like fast food. So when I came here, I didn't buy any fast food at the moment because I care the healthy food. I'm a picky person, so I can't eat everything. So I cook myself. I know I have ability to cook, especially vegetable.
Yes.
Rarely we went to eat restaurant, but that restaurant, of course, not fast food and real food, health food restaurant. I prefer to cook at home. It doesn't take time, even I like it.
So do you try and make a lot of the same meals you would eat back home?
Come again?
Do you try to buy foods and make your dinner at home and make a lot of the same meals that you would eat
in
Turkey?
You know, Turkish cousin in kitchen.
Yes.
It's a famous. We have countless type of food.
Yes.
I try to cook. But I love okra. Then another vegetable. I forgot the name. I love the vegetable. Then most of the time, often I cook that too. But generally, I try to cook different kind of vegetable or sometimes cook meats because of the we need as a human, we need different vitamins.
Yes.
I try to balance for my body.
How does American culture differ from Turkey?
There are many differences, but there are many common things. Let me tell you, a group of people, they are really religious, but also we are religious.
Yes.
Okay. So there are many people who like to guess. We love the guests also. We love to serve guests. They are also doing my American friends, especially. That's some of the common things. Different things. First, I concern first, you know, in Turkey, elder people, we show the respect, our respect. They work, but not they work not hard, you know, not difficult situation. But here I saw many old people, elderly people in the supermarket. They are working. I saw a man one time. He was trying to move very little, hardly, but he was working in the supermarket.
Yes.
That is not one example. I saw many elder people, old people are working, then in Turkey is different. Older people don't have to work because they already got retirement and the government pays some money. If they want volunteer job, they do. They do something like gardening or helping others, but not earning their life. Even their kids, their children support them. For example, my mom now 84 years old lady. Yeah, government pay her enough money, but at the same time my siblings support her because she has a money, but she can't cook herself. You know,
yes.
My brother and sister help her to cook and to take care, clean house, you know, kind of things. That's a really big difference for me.
I could definitely see that being a big change.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some similarities whenever
mm-hmm.
you moved.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't too big of a change for you?
No.
You were able to adjust pretty easily?
Yeah, because this is not my first country. I went to Kenya from Turkey first, 15 years before. Now almost 16 years. You know, Kenya is international. Like, there are a lot of people from different countries. So I used to have life with the people from different country. When I came here, I couldn't find any difficulties because I know.
It's something that you had done before.
Yeah, I respect differences. It's okay.
So how many different countries have you lived in before?
Only two.
Only two?
If I count Turkey, three.
Yes. So, did moving affect any traditions or holidays that you celebrated in Turkey?
In Turkey, people celebrate Christmas, Halloween, other holiday in like America. But in my life, I didn't celebrate Christmas. I didn't celebrate Halloween. But I celebrate different from my culture, but I respect people. If people use in a good way to celebrate, come together, share family things, it's a good. There is no challenge for me, any different difficulties. There is no difficulties.
So do you celebrate any holidays in the US now?
From my culture or in US?
Either one.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes, yeah, after I came, I didn't celebrate because Christmas passed.
Yes.
So now Christmas coming, most probably we will have the celebration party with my American friends. Yeah, we will have.
That would be a lot of fun, just having a nice get together.
Yeah. It's important. That's how we use, if you use in a good way, I said before. To come together, share something good, and share love, friendship. It's good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is your college major?
I finish. Master degree. And now I am preparing myself for PhD.
A PhD?
Mm-hmm.
So after you, what are your plans after finishing your education?
I continue to teach. I love teaching. It was my dream job when I was elementary school. I'm going to continue to teach in college, like your students, your age.
Yes, that would be awesome. So what subject would you like to teach?
My background, Turkish literature and language, but after all years, I concern my students' mental health. You know, life is changing and a lot of stress. A lot of things causes stress. So I try to help them when I was teaching with the other side of the teaching, like emotional, like mentally, I try to help them, but now I decided to help them as a professional. So when I finish my PhD, I will do my PhD educational psychology, because I finished my master from psychology. So I will help my students from that angle. I'm going to teach educational psychology.
Did you experience any large amounts of stress whenever you first moved to the U.S.?
Yeah. Not big, not large, but of course life has stress. It's only your perspective. How do you take that stress? You know, you can manage the good way and you learn a lesson from that. Or you can just, oh, what's that? Comes from where? I don't like if you say that. So, of course, it will be more worse. Yeah.
So, did you go to any college whenever you were in Turkey?
Yeah, I finished university, bachelor degree.
So why did you choose to further your education at Tulsa?
That's okay. My husband applied a job here and he accepted. We moved from Kenya to here. So of course I had planned to do my PhD. Even if I was there, I will start. Then we moved here because of my husband's job and I am continuing here. I will continue here.
Do you and your husband have any kids?
I don't have any kids.
Did you want children?
We wanted, but you know, God arranged everything for us.
Yeah.
We didn't have. But I have a lot of kids in school. I assume my students like they are my kids.
Yes, it's a good opportunity whenever you are going through teaching, you get to make all those connections with students.
Yeah.
Were there educational differences between college in Turkey and the U.S.?
Yeah, there are big differences about the fees. In Turkey, college is free. Students don't pay anything. Only maybe the accommodation, but the school fee as college fees, they are not paying. Here is really expensive. Not even the small amount of money, it's really expensive. That's the big difference.
So there weren't many learning barriers that you ran into, just mainly the expenses?
Main things is expenses. Another things, maybe transportation, you know. If students have a car, it's easy, but if they don't have, it is difficult. Just before a day, a friend of mine from the class, ESL class, he shared his story. His home to here, like 15 minutes, but he took a bus. It took 2 hours. From his home to this college. Can you imagine? So, transportation also is difficult, I think, yeah.
How did the expenses make you feel? Did it make you want to change your mind about college or go to a different college?
Come again, what do you mean?
Did the expenses and transportation, like the challenges of
yeah,
college.
Yeah, I want to apply a PhD in Stillwater, but I am thinking because 1.5 hour going every day, 1.5 hour coming every day, 3 hours on the way. It is a challenge for me. I am really thinking, not only 1 year, 2 years, at least 3 years or 5 years. So if I can bear all the time going, coming, every day, 3 hours, really make me think.
That is a very long travel.
Yeah.
So do you actually live in Tulsa, or where do you live now?
I live in Tulsa, like, do you know South TCC College?
Yes.
Just next to there.
I think that this is all of the questions I have for you today. Is there anything else that you would like to add or talk about?
Thank you. Thank you. It was a nice interview.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Welcome. No problem.